This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. If you're watching the Oscars this weekend, you might want some North Carolina films to root for. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was filmed in several locations near Asheville and nominated for a number of Oscars. Also, Kevin Wilson Jr. is a North Carolina native and the director of My Nephew Emmett. He also wrote and produced the 20-minute film. It's nominated for Best Live Action Short. The movie is about the lynching of Emmett Till in Mississippi in 1955. It is told from the perspective of Till's uncle, Moses Wright. Kevin Wilson Jr. joins us now from Los Angeles, where he's preparing for the Academy Awards this Sunday. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on the nomination.
Wow, thank you. It's a blessing for sure.
Tell us about why you wanted to write a movie about Emmett Till.
Yeah, I'd been connected to the story for many, many years. My mother introduced me to Till's story, among many other stories that took place during that era when I was just a kid. And it stayed with me for years. And I went to school, to undergrad at North Carolina A&T State University. And a man named Ryan Maltese gave me money to produce a play. That play was about the murder of Emmett Till. And so that was my first time directing. And I didn't think, even after that point, I didn't think I was done with the story yet. So when I got to NYU, graduate film school, the story just kind of was burning inside of me, and I felt I still had more to do. So I decided to do a 20-minute short film about it there. And it was great, you know, because I had access to a lot of really talented people who helped bring it to life and helped me tell it in a way that got the attention of so many wonderful people.
Let's talk about the way you decided to tell it. You decided to tell it from the perspective of Moses Wright, mostly known as Mose Wright, who brought Emmett from Chicago to Mississippi. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, when I started at NYU, I had just become a father, and I have two sons now, and I was really curious about the decision to have to decide between having your son or your nephew taken out of your home or having your entire family killed. I thought that was just an impossible decision to make, and one that came with a lot of heartache. And so I thought that that perspective and that point of the story went largely ignored in different books that I'd read and different documentaries and films that I'd seen about this story. And I wanted to explore that. I wanted to explore that feeling of helplessness. I wanted to be able to explore the strength that Moses Wright had to muster to be able to identify these men on camera. And that all kind of came from me being curious about it as a father myself.
And, of course, the story is a powerful and a painful one, and it's been told many times in many different ways. But I think what you've done here in this film is really incredible. As I watched it, I found it, first of all, increasingly painful to watch, and yet there you don't show the murder. There's none of the gore that is associated with this story. But the pain in an uncle's eyes and understanding what he knows about the community in which he lives and understanding what has happened since his nephew has made a pass at, whistled at, a white woman, and what that means down there, all is embodied in this character who plays Mose. Mm-hmm. And then the moment, right, when the husband and the killers come to the home and insist that Mose give up his nephew.
Right.
And I want to play this clip from the film and then talk about it in a moment, to talk about how you got both these performances and this understanding of what was going on. But let's play this clip from the film.
We're going to take him outside, and we're going to teach him it ain't right to touch and look at a white woman. And then we're going to bring him back in. And then I'm going to go home.
Yes, sir.
Now you just calm down, and we will bring him right back in.
Okay, sir.
That's a clip from the Academy Award-nominated short film, My Nephew Emmett. My guest is the film's director and North Carolina native Kevin Wilson Jr. Before that, Mose had pushed back when the killers tried to get into the house. He looked at his gun. He pushed back when they grabbed his wife, told them to let go of his wife. So it wasn't all of this leading up to this moment. What's powerful, and frankly, you need to see it, but what's powerful in that moment is this killer has given him the option. There's the faint possibility that he's going to deliver on the promise to only beat him and bring him back, at which point Mose makes the choice to become very humble. Yes, sir. He barely leaves his lips, but he becomes humble. That transformation, that understanding that maybe, just maybe, if I act the part that I'm supposed to play here, maybe a life can be saved.
And a lot of that, I think, in that moment, I think he was also concerned about the safety of his family in that household, because the reality is those men came ready and willing to kill everyone there. And as I said, Mose had an impossible position. And they did offer money in exchange for Emmett's life. They did offer to take his place, but those men didn't want anyone, except for Emmett Till. And so after all the pleading and begging and praying and offerings, he just decided, I have to just let this happen because of the safety of my family. And, I think deep down inside, Moses Wright knew that they weren't bringing the boy back. He did wait up in the middle of the night. He's waited in every truck that passed that night. I mean, this is recorded, by his son Simeon Wright in his book, Simeon's story. They waited up the whole night, and every truck that would pass the road, they would pray that it was the men bringing Emmett back. But by the time the sun came up, they knew that it was over.
Well, the other thing you embody is the deep knowledge that particularly African Americans had to have about how the system worked. And so, as you say, part of him had to know there's no way that he's going to survive this. And yet the hope has to coexist with that. There's no, or you don't put your shoes on the next day. And I think that the illustration of how well he understood what the rules are happens earlier in the film when Mose first realizes what his nephew has done. I want to play a clip from that part of the film. Let's listen.
How's that family of yours?
We're making it.
Is that right? You got a boy here from Chicago, right?
Two boys.
Now, how you convince a city boy to come down here to the country is beyond me.
Warm lakes and family.
Is that what it is? Seems like I met him down at the Bryant store the other day.
Well, he probably did. They're out there a lot.
That boy is something else, man.
What'd he do now?
Nothing, really. It's just, he's a funny kid.
He's a prankster.
He could whistle his ass off, too. Just ask Carolyn Bryant.
Carolyn Bryant? Roy's wife.
She's a pretty little thing.
It's a clip from the Oscar-nominated short film My Nephew Emmett. My guest is the movie's director and North Carolina native Kevin Wilson Jr. Talk about the production of this, the directing, actors in this, and you decided you shot some of the footage in Mississippi as well.
Yeah, I thought it was very important to go where the story took place. So we shot the story actually took place in a small town in Mississippi called Money, Mississippi, outside of Greenwood. And so we shot on Money Road in Greenwood, Mississippi, about a mile from where Emmett Till actually whistled at Carolyn Bryant at that corner store. And the river, the Tallahatchie River, where Emmett's body was found, was actually in the backyard of where the crew slept. So the crew actually slept in those sharecropping shacks that you see in the movie. We slept there for a week in the backyard of that plantation. Was the Tallahatchie River. And I took my actors down to that river, right before we were going to film the abduction scene in the middle of the night. And we all went down there and held hands and prayed. And, we talked about, what we were doing. And we really felt the spirit of Emmett Till. And we felt Moses and Elizabeth's spirit and everyone who was involved in that night. And that's something that I wouldn't have been able to get anywhere else. A lot of people encouraged me to shoot, to save money, to shoot in upstate New York or Jersey or somewhere, since I'm a film student at NYU. But I thought, aside from just the aesthetic that you can't replicate, you can't really replicate the Delta aesthetic. I thought it was important spiritually to be where the story took place, and I think we were rewarded for that.
In the film, certainly the characterizations are stark and striking. How about afterward? Because it seems to me that willingly embodying this and taking on the spirit of a place like that can also be traumatic. Was it for you?
Well, it wasn't. I wouldn't necessarily say it was traumatic, but it was very humbling, you know. And I did feel that I was on sacred ground. But it was more tough for my actor L.B. Williams, who portrayed Moses Wright, because L.B. At the time we were shooting, he was 67 years old, and he was born and raised in Virginia, and so he really lived a lot of this stuff, you know, and this, you know, a lot of what he was being called in the movie, he may have actually been called those things when he was growing up in the South, you know. So he broke down quite a few times. It was very difficult emotionally for him, and so you know, it was a heavy burden to bear, I think. And I also felt the need to get the story right, because his cousin, Wheeler Parker Jr., is still alive. Simeon Wright actually passed away, but Wheeler Parker Jr., who was in the house the night that Emmett was abducted, is still alive and living in Illinois. And a lot of Emmett's family, who this is still very personal to, is still alive. And so I did not want to exploit the story, but rather use this story as a vehicle to continue having conversations about justice and equality and accountability for the loss of a human life.
Have they seen the film, and what do they think?
Yes, they have. I'm very fortunate to have their blessing. They saw the film, and I've been communicating with them a lot. We're actually supposed to be doing a screening up in Chicago at some point. We were supposed to do one last week, but I didn't make it to Chicago. But they're on board. They've approved of the film, and they've been supporting me. And that, to me, is the biggest win for me. The Oscar nomination is great, but to have the folks who this affects the most approve of the art that I've created has just been very rewarding, and lets me know that, you know, I'm on the right path here.
You talked about the actor you chose to play Mose. The actor you chose to play Emmett Till is, in fact, a North Carolinian. Tell us more about
him. Yeah, Joshua Wright actually was referred to me by Wendell Tabb. And Wendell Tabb is the director of the performing arts department at Hillside High School. And I do consider Hillside's performing arts department in Durham to be one of the most powerful performing arts departments in the country. And the reason I say that is that Mr. Tabb has worked really hard to make sure that students are prepared, not just as actors and performers on stage, but as writers and directors as well. And when I was at Hillside, Mr. Tabb was making us write 12 scripts a year in his class, and we were all to direct a short play as well. And he had us working behind the scenes, and we're teaching us every aspect of the medium. And he also we also traveled every year to a different country to put on acting workshops. So that's really what prepared me for my career. You know, obviously NYU and A&T as well. But it really started there at Hillside. So when it came time for me to do this play, to do this short film, I went to Mr. Tabb to ask him, you know, who he'd recommend to play the role of Emmett Till. And before I did that, I had gone through about 800 headshots from around the country, like probably about 800 young kids submitted for the role. And I just hadn't found the one yet. And when Mr. Tabb said Joshua Wright and sent me his photograph, I knew that it was it. You know, Joshua auditioned, he sent in a videotape, and it was perfect, and I thought he was perfect in the role.
Did a great job. Tell me about about this conversation that you want to have. It's a historic piece. It's a piece about a historic event, and yet the essence of this story is still very much with us today, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. For me, you know, Emmett's story isn't far removed from what we're encountering today. You know, at the core of it all, it's about the value of a human life, specifically the value of a black life. And, you know, I think, you know, there's an issue when a life is lost and somebody's responsible for that life being taken from this earth, and that person isn't held accountable for that. When there's a debate about whether a person should or shouldn't be held accountable for it, when there are, you know, when there are justifications of a murder, you know, I think there's a conversation that still has to be had. And until we can reach a point where we can say, okay, a young black kid has been murdered and somebody is going to be held accountable for it, until we reach that point, you know, I think these stories have to continue to be told.
What's next for you?
I'm making a feature film this year. And it is something I've been very passionate about. It's a revenge thriller, and I'm will also spark a conversation about justice, and speaks to the social and political climate in this country, and specifically in North Carolina. The story takes place in North Carolina, and I'm excited to get into that. I'm excited to get into making a lot of films and continuing to tell stories that I'm really passionate about.
All right, Kevin, we'll have you back for that one. Meanwhile, good luck with your Oscar nomination. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Kevin Wilson Jr., the writer, producer, and director of the Academy Award-nominated short film My Nephew Emmett. You can find out more about the film at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Robert Kinlaw, Angie Perrin, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.